Who we are isn't wrapped up in what the world says about us or what we do. Who we are is in relation to the God of the universe, and He says that we are sons and daughters of the King. Make no mistake, God doesn't forget our names, even when we do. Even your mother may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49:15-16. Look at those verses. I guess not all permanent ink is regrettable after all, huh? The value of a masterpiece. Recently, I came across a Dove soap video produced in France that reduced me to tears. In the clip, women had been asked to record in a journal all the thoughts they had about themselves throughout the day. Dove then turned the women's thoughts into a dialogue that played out at a street cafe within earshot of several other tables, including the tables where the original women were sitting. "You have a big chest and short legs. Some women can make that work, but you've got no charm. You're just fat and ordinary. Every time you smile, those baby teeth you have make you look like a mouse. Sit straight up so your belly doesn't look so big." Strangers overhearing the conversation were appalled to hear the way the women spoke to one another, and they interrupted the exchange. "That's so violent, what you're saying to her. You should stop. Your words are so unkind." When the original women realized that the words being spoken were the thoughts they had journaled, they were mortified. "It's so horrifying. I hope my daughter never speaks to herself like that," one woman observed. I cried my way through the video, realizing that it wasn't just those women. I do it too. So many of us do. Over and over, we devalue ourselves. But we cannot walk into our full potential in Christ when we believe.